Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. As you know, we are always bringing you programs that we believe are interesting programs. Today, we have a program that is for the benefit of the Abilene Woman's Club. In the studio to talk with us about that today is Lou Voigt and his wife, Beverly. They are, I guess we can say they are newlyweds, almost a year. Congratulations. And also we have Kay Berry in the studio with us, and we're going to be talking with them in just a few minutes. This program is being brought to you today by the West Texas Tribune, real news, local news, at westtexastribune.org, and Floyd Miller Investments, helping individuals make wise money decisions. For more information, call 676-0138. Lou, Beverly, and Kay, welcome to the program today. And I think we're going to start by talking with Beverly first. Tell us a little bit about the Abilene Woman's Club and what you all are doing this week.
The Abilene Woman's Club is a wonderful organization for women. We actually meet a couple of times a month, but we have many activities, but we also support the community. And we have an old building over on South 14th, 100 years old, just about. So my dream that I had was to, we are always doing small fundraisers or big fundraisers. And so we really wanted to bring ideas, you know, of how to raise funds. So I'm going to let Lou tell about someone that he knew and that I got to meet eventually, and I'll let him begin by saying how he got to meet the person that's coming to the Paramount this Thursday night. Lou?
Yeah, well, Doug Montgomery, fairly famous guy in Santa Fe, New Mexico, maybe not all around the world, but he has been in Santa Fe for over 40 years performing and in various places. And he actually came to Abilene in the 90s. There was a subscription series in the Paramount Theater, three or four performances, and you paid $120 for a ticket. We got tickets to all those. And one of these was Doug Montgomery. And so my wife and I went. We sat in the back. He came out. He did about an hour and a half. Took a little break and said, well, I'll come back and play a few more. Well, people streamed out of the place like crazy. They just all had to get home to hear the news or something. And we moved up about 8 or 10 rows. And he came back out and proceeded to play for another 2 hours. Wow. He was taking all requests. Whatever people would call up a number, whatever it was, he would play it. So the next time we went to Santa Fe, I looked him up and heard him play, and I finally got the nerve to ask him if I could sit in with him. And he said, yeah, bring your clarinet. We'll put you in. And I got to play a couple of tunes. And over the years, we've been there. This has got to be 25 years ago that I first saw him in Santa Fe. And, just a very versatile guy. He plays ragtime. He plays Rachmaninoff. He will do a second piano concerto for you. He'll do Rhapsody in Blue. He will play Chopin. And then he'll do the show tunes from Broadway, Phantom of the Opera, Little Night Music, all the various tunes there, and of course all the great American songbook, Fats Waller and George Gershwin and Cole Porter. So he has people coming in to his wherever he's playing. He's got opera singers and performers that are traveling through town. Then he's got local people that show up. Marvelous voices that get up and sing.
He sings himself.
And he sings, yeah. He carries all the melodies, and he plays all 88 keys. You will get the Doug Montgomery treatment to any song that he plays.
Well, now, I understand you play the clarinet. Are you going to be participating this
week?
Well,
I may. There's going to be, I think sometime we'll get together privately and have a little party together. I'll get a chance to jam with him. But this is still under discussion. She's pointing to me that I'm going to play.
At least one number.
Yeah. He's going to bring a lady with him who got her start in Chicago as a singer. And she has recently settled in Santa Fe. And when we were up there this summer, we heard her sing. And, of course, Beverly said, "Oh, why don't you come to Abilene?" Turns out she's a children's book author. And has a series of books, and so Beverly talked about Nickel, and she said, "Okay, yeah, I'll come." So I think she's going to do a couple of numbers. We're going to do a little simulation of Santa Fe, so he'll, you know, if you come to Santa Fe, you see this sort of thing. I mean, you never know what kind of evening you're going to have. He plays for 3 hours straight. And he will call various ones up out of the audience to come up and sing with him. So.
And he was really, he started playing the piano when he was young. And his teacher saw that he really had some natural ability for it. And he ended up going to school at Juilliard and getting his master's. And so, I mean, he's classically trained and just a wonderful entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually won some prizes after graduation, but the classical gig is a tough one. You got to travel all over the world, and you know, at a certain point, I think he was actually doing some modeling because he's a good-looking guy. Yeah, he came back to Chicago. he was making more money as a model than he was playing. So somehow he got to Santa Fe and. Started playing at this place, Vanessi. You know, every time we'd go to town, that's where he would be. Well, he's moved on to another place now. There's venues come and go. COVID had its effect on a lot of places.
Well, it seemed like this is a fantastic individual, Juilliard trained. Well, for somebody that maybe can't even spell Juilliard. I mean, what can they get out of that? I mean, is it is there going to be something that'll just about touch everybody's soul?
Well, I would say one of the amazing things is, you know, when you see him in Santa Fe, he's going to come in at 6 o'clock and finish at 9. He doesn't take a break. Plays straight through. He's got a little stack of notes. And people write on the tunes they want to hear, whatever it is. I mean, this can be some obscure tune, something they knew as a child, whatever. He's got it. He's got a whole bunch of lyrics or whatever. He'll pull it out and he'll sing for you. So the guy is just an amazing musician and very inventive. So I would think anyone who enjoys hearing a piano played. Now, you know, typically we have 10 fingers and we can hit, you know, a few notes at a time. But Doug just plays. It's just the whole instrument. It's just amazing.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I came upon the scene about 2.5 years ago. I went with Lou to Santa Fe. And that was the first time that I knew anything about Doug Montgomery, and I just was in awe, really, of how he played. And so when he got through my mind, thought, okay, he does fundraisers. He has gone, he actually just finished one in Oklahoma City about 2 months ago for Oklahoma City University. He's been to the Dallas Woman's Club. He goes down to Fredericksburg twice a year. And I thought, why not Abilene? Why not ask him to see if he could come and do a fundraiser for my Abilene Woman's Club? And so I walked up to him. And, of course, being a friend of Lou's, well, I said, Doug, would you be willing to come to Abilene, Texas, and do a fundraiser for our club? And he says, well, let me look into my schedule and see. So at that time, he let me know later about he had two openings this year. And November the 2nd is what he gave us for 23. And so I presented it, came back, presented it to the club, and the board approved it. And then we started working, getting our sponsors and getting our publicity out. We had it in the Abilene Scene, and there's actually a billboard up on South 14th right now, kind of close over there by the Cleaners and HEB up in that area. And so we're all very excited about him coming into Abilene. We have sold a lot of tickets, but there's tickets to be sold at the Paramount Theater. And you can call the Paramount and, you know, get your tickets online, or you can go in person down there. They will actually be selling tickets even up to the time that he starts playing. His program for Abilene will be 2 hours long, 7:30 to 9:30. And we will just really look forward to everybody coming. But I would like Kay to tell us why we do this as a fundraiser and why we would appreciate people buying their tickets and supporting the Abilene Woman's Club Foundation.
Yeah, before Kay, and she can answer this too.
Okay.
Because, you know, to me, the Abilene Women's Club is a magnificent building. And I've been in there a few times, and you talk about 100 years old.
You need to see it now because we just did some renovation.
Wow. The thing that I wonder is about all of the conversations that has taken place in that building, all of the top of the town things. That's where they all really kind of used to happen. So I want you to talk about that a little bit, and then tell us why the Abilene Women's Club need this money and how it's going to benefit our community.
Okay. Well, one of the first things that I'll say, let's talk about Doug just a little bit more here, in the fact that Doug has a lot of people that are kind of groupies that follow him. And so we already know and have visited with several people who are coming in from the Metroplex and different places to hear him. So we're excited about that. As far as the Women's Club, the Women's Club was chartered in 1929 and has been in existence except for a short period of time for a couple of years during World War II. They had to close their doors because of all that situation. But the Women's Club has been in existence for a long, long time. And the purpose was for women to support the community, to support their husbands, to support all the things that were going on in Abilene. And so we actually were in two different homes prior to our building that we have today. The building that we have today is on the Texas Historical Register. We're looking at getting it on the National Register as well. But it's on the Texas Register, and it was actually built in 1955. Let me see. I've got my cheat sheet notes here, so let me pull that up, and I'll tell you that it was, the architect was David S. Castle, and he designed the club, and then Oscar Rose did the construction on it. It was, if you look at the plaque says that the building was, the building is further is for further development of South Abilene, because at that time where the building is now was the edge of town. And so they were looking for buildings in South Abilene. They wanted to have a place where there could be meeting spaces, where people could come together, because we really didn't have a civic center at that time. So this building was kind of built as a place for people to gather, for women to gather, to support our community. And so that's kind of how the building came about. Lots of, at one time, back when oil was really good and it was quite a boom in Abilene, the Woman's Club had 600 members.
Wow.
And, you know, I think we've gone through a lot of transitions. The Woman's Club has gone through a transition of starting with a few members, having a lot of members. And then as time has gone on, we've changed many different times to what the needs of the community were. Today, the Abilene Women's Club Foundation, our main purpose is to bring women together to enjoy friendships, to look at literature, to look at history, to look at art, all the things in our culture that make us who we are. And Abilene is, you know, really a cultural center, and we're seeing that more and more. The club itself is has transitioned. We do scholarships for women. We do scholarships for women who are going back to school that have children. We and then for many, many years, we have given awards out three times during the school year to eighth grade girls at each campus, and they are girls of the month. And so we have them and we celebrate them, just lots of things. We have lots of activities and things that we do in that building.
In fact, yeah, we're having that today, actually. The luncheon is for the
girls
of the month today.
Yes. Is it today? I was thinking it's next week.
Maybe it's next Monday.
It's next Monday. We'll be having girls come in for Girls of the Month and having a luncheon for them. But the building is since 1955. And, you know, old buildings take a lot of work. And so as treasurer of the Abilene Woman's Club, it takes probably about $10,000 to $12,000 a month to open the doors of that building and to keep it in the shape that it should be. And we want it to be there a long time to serve as many women in the community as possible. So that's part of the reason why we raise money, is to help take care of that building. It is very much a wonderful point of interest. We lease out rooms in that building. There's been many weddings, many showers, many things, many dreams have started in the Abilene Woman's Club and have come to fruition in Abilene. And we just want to keep that tradition going.
Well, that seems wonderful. I know the last 3 or 4 years, I've had a little more interest in the Women's Club. I guess just covering different events there as part of the West Texas Tribune. And it seemed like the Women's Club is a lot more diverse.
It is.
Definitely.
It is. Mm-hmm. We have women of all walks of faith. We have different nationalities, from Filipino to all kinds of different women. Really a varied group of professions, And it's great for us to all come together and find our commonalities and have fun because, you know, our culture is right now, we're so involved in our technology and there's a lot of lonely people out there. And we have found that it is a wonderful way for women to get together and talk about things that they have in common and ways that we can improve their lives and things that we can do in the community. We're doing some community service things. Right now, we're collecting things to give to the new joint group that the city of Abilene is having for our pets, for center, and so we're collecting things to do to that. We collect things from time to time to give to AISD for our children that are homeless. Mm-hmm. We have a large homeless population in our school children, so we do that, and there's just lots of different ways that we work with the community and do things for them, you know, besides our fundraising for ourselves to keep our building, keep right. our building going.
And we also have lots of fun things, like we do bridge there. A lot of ladies like to play bridge. Mahjong has become very popular. We just had a Mahjong contest, mm-hmm. really, this last Thursday. And it was really fun with prizes and all that, just a way to communicate and have fun. But we do our two luncheons a month, and it is a catered meal with our own food and delicious food. And just lots of fun going on there. We have Bible study. We have a travel group. We have book reviews. So there's lots of ways that women come together and enjoy each other and learn.
We have two investment clubs and yes. a literature group, and we even have a resale booth over on Barrow Street in the antique mall there on Barrow Street, where we sell different things there. And you know, we have a wine tasting event occasionally that we have. We have yoga every week, and so it's just a fun place to go to be with other women and to help, you know, look towards the dreams of Abilene.
So you can see why I wanted to raise money for our club.
Right, yeah. I mean, you all have a wonderful club. As we wrap up, if there's some lady that's thinking about getting involved in an organization such as yours, what are the steps? What would she need to do?
She would just need to call our club and talk to them on the phone. That would be, you know, one way. We often invite new people to Abilene if we know them, but and they would be our guests. But it's just as simple as them coming in. And we actually have it online, but I'm sure I can't think of how that line number right now.
We do have a website. I'm sorry, it's not coming to my mind. But I'll tell you what, the easiest thing is just drive by and stop. And we'll give you an application. We'd love to have you. We love new members. Would love to have, you know, as many people that have as many different talents as they can possibly have. You know, another thing is, besides membership, we'd love to have new members. But, you know, anytime you have an event that you need a room or whatever, please come by the club. We had a donor that is, you would know her name, but she wants to be anonymous, give us a grant last year of $75,000 because she knew that we needed to update the building and things. And so we have new carpet, new paint. So if you haven't been by, come by and see, because we've done some renovations and updated those rooms for parties and things. That's another way we help pay for that building, because it's an expensive building. But you know, members, and we just want this building to be useful for the city of Abilene.
One thing, too, Floyd, is that many times people come to Abilene maybe to live and get a home in Abilene, and they come here because of their children. And this seems to be a place where the Abilene Women's Club, where they can get to know people. So,
like make new friends.
Mm-hmm, they really do. And, but what we want is the public to know that Doug Montgomery will be at the Paramount this Thursday at 7:30 to 9:30 for his performance. The tickets are available. You must call the Paramount. You can get them online like that by calling, or you can go down in person and pick up the tickets.
Even that night, they'll
be selling tickets, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the dress attire for this event?
It's just, you know, Abilene.
Okay.
But it's a nice event. And also, he will be selling his disc and if you want to look him up, he's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah. If you want to look up and see and hear some of his music, you can do that as well.
Well, I'm going to encourage everyone to come. I look forward to hearing Doug Montgomery myself. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, and come by the Women's Club.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.